big concern is that area has already suffered from cuts with the removal of a fire engine from Midhurst and from Petworth and the closure of Bosham fire stations. Now they're faced with the cover that they currently get from Hampshire Fire Service being greatly reduced. The fire service are planning on taking away 7 of the 9 fire engines at the nearest stations, and the vehicles that they're going to replace them with are quite inferior. One is a sort of smaller fire engine with less equipment, less water, less firefighters, but the other one is virtually a van with a pressure washer. And I think 5 of the replacements are going to be that poor. And they talk about sending them with just 2 firefighters on, which means that for a dustbin fire, it may be fine. But if a building's on fire or somebody's trapped, they can't do anything until a proper fire engine arrives from a fire station further away.
Obviously, the fire service, I know, are consulting on these plans at the moment, but they say whatever they do, it will be taken into account, and people will still have the cover of service that they're used to. Do you not believe that?
Not at all. It's a deception. We had the same sort of deception in West Sussex, where all sorts of assurances were given. But since the cuts here took effect, and they're not as drastic as the Hampshire ones, response times have increased. Even the number of house fires has increased, which they said were falling. And we've also had fewer fire engines available. And all the assurances have proven to be false. And everything about the Hampshire consultation looks to be very similar in giving assurances. One of the worst is that response times will be maintained or perhaps even improved, but that's by sending 2 firefighters in a van. So they can't do anything. The actual response time for an effective response, and you need at least 5 firefighters on a proper fire engine if you're going to attack a fire and search a burning building for casualties. And if they're not going to do that, then clearly it's not providing a proper response time for a proper response.
Do you fear if it goes ahead that lives will be put at risk?
Oh, definitely. You know, if this goes ahead, I have no doubt that lives that could have been saved with the current arrangements will be lost under the new arrangements.
What would you encourage people living in that area or any area of Hampshire to do?
I think they must respond to the consultation and make it quite clear that they don't support these cuts that are being falsely described as improvements and modernisation.
And for the fire service, I mean, obviously, they, like many services, are struggling with budget cuts and that kind of thing. What would be your advice to them? What would you say to them?
I think they need to make it plain to the government that they cannot function effectively on the money that the government is now giving them. This does stem from government financial cuts because the government have chosen to spend money in other areas and not on protecting the lives of the people of Britain.